I'm not a prophet, and please don't call me one. I am simply the voice of one crying out in the nation, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And in my desperation, I decided to go to the Lord himself. I had prayed for some days, and all I got was silence. I was almost about to give up when I heard, thieves, robbers, and harlots. I asked the Lord to please explain to me, like a father to a child. I told him I had no understanding of deep things, and I needed him to talk to me in human language so I would have accurate understanding and obey him correctly. Truly, God is so merciful. In his mercy, he said, give me back my church. Strip yourselves of all your titles and garments. Remove your names and pictures from the church signboards. Stop the idolatry. Bow down and worship me with all your heart and all your soul and all your might and all your strength. Be the worshiper and not the worshipped. Be devoted to one another. Let no child of mine ever go hungry. Feed my sheep. You are thieves. You stole my church from me. It is my church and not yours. Why do you call yourselves president and founder? When did you die for the people? Can you pay the price for the redemption of just one soul? Return my church to me. Give me back the people I died for. Remove those titles from your names. They are mine and not yours. Give me back my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. For a moment, as I contemplated all the Lord was telling me, the pain he felt started weighing me down. I could now feel the pain. I felt so guilty. At first, the accusation sounded so simple and flimsy. But when I understood the depth of such treason, I fell back on my knees and wept for mercy. I wish I could command all of us to drop all our titles. I wish all my bishop friends and apostles can go back to the sweet days when we called ourselves brothers and sisters in Christ. I beg you all, drop all these titles. They have made us to become gods and lords over our fellow brethren. Some of us have become very unapproachable. We even take offense when not properly addressed or introduced. Repent. Repent. And repent. Robbers. The Lord said we have robbed him of his glory. Instead of bowing down to worship him, we are now the ones being worshipped. Most church leaders never participate in worship. We sit in our offices when the Lord is being praised and worshipped. After that, we march into the fellowship with such arrogance and pomp while being introduced with accolades that fully belong to the Most High. The Lord warned me and said, "What you don't do in your house, don't do in mine." When has your wife ever gathered your children to welcome you as you entered your house? Don't you know that you are the ones to lead the worship? Repent. Repent. Again I say, repent. Harlots, your hearts are no longer fixed on me. You have found another lover. You run after money and acknowledge only those who have it. Wealth, fame, and power are all you seek after. You have no time to be with me. Who told you that I care about those buildings? I said to build my people and feed my sheep. But you are putting up useless structures while my children are left without care. You gather all the wealth yourself. The tithe and the offerings are for the feeding of the people. Feed my people. Give them food, real food, just like my apostles did in the very beginning. Acts chapter 4, beginning from verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands and houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made to every man. And distribution was made to every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Don't allow any of the church members in your care go to bed hungry. Repent. Again, I say, repent.